With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More help is on the way to Ukraine. Trump administration approving an $825 million arms deal to the government in Kyiv. It includes extended range missiles to boost its defensive capabilities. The move comes as the United States' efforts to broker peace between Ukraine and Russia have slowed down. Ahead of Labor Day weekend, President Trump blocking various federal agencies from participating in labor unions. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with more on that story.
The president's latest executive order is meant to prohibit union organization at agencies including the Commerce Department, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the National Weather Service, and NASA. It's part of a broader Trump administration push to limit labor unions' influence and to restrict public sector employees' ability to collective bargain for higher wages and benefits.
Following that shooting in a Minneapolis church Wednesday, Hennepin Healthcare CEO Thomas Kleiman has given a report on the condition of patients in their care.
Specifics about folks that we're caring for. We currently have 9 patients that were involved in the shooting yesterday. 6 of those patients are in satisfactory condition. 5 of those patients are children. We have 2 patients in serious condition, 1 adult and 1 child. And we have 1 child in critical condition presently. That's about all the detail we'll be able to give out of respect for patient and family privacy.
Trump administration has awarded $1.2 billion contract to Acquisition Logistics, a Virginia company, to build and operate what is expected to become the nation's largest immigration detention complex. It'll be built at Fort Bliss, Texas. Department of Homeland Security says it will oversee the camp. This is SRN News. An ancient church has been discovered in France.
It's about 1,500 years old and is in remarkably good condition. Archaeologists working in Vence say this is the kind of discovery that only happens once in so many decades in a country like France, which has been excavated for centuries. One of the most remarkable aspects of the dig is the revelation of an external baptistry, which appears not to have been modified since the 500s. Several tombs have also been found. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Orthodox archbishop who exchanged friendly greetings and gifts with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Alaska is apologizing to those who have experienced pain, suffering, or confusion because of his actions. Alaska Archbishop Alexei did not apologize for the meeting itself, though. He said it took place in Anchorage following Putin's August 15th summit with President Trump. This is SRN News. Well, the fate of a Florida detention center is a hot topic. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge in Miami has refused to pause her order to wind down the immigration detention center known as Alligator Alcatraz in the Florida Everglades by late October. Alligator Alcatraz has been targeted by several lawsuits, ranging from its impact on the Everglades to civil rights concerns. State officials say shutting down the facility could cost them up to $20 million and potentially another $20 million if they are allowed to reopen the facility. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Online age checks on the rise in America, asking people for IDs or face scans to prove they're over 18 or 21 or even 13. To proponents, it's a tool to keep kids away from adult websites, but opponents see it as a bad trend towards a less secure, less private, and less free internet. More details at srnnews.com.